It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
In this world appear and break the laws that they should fear and fight to know who sees.
This is the problem that I had. Underdog. So as I was a drunk single guy one time at a karaoke bar where I was angry because my name was not being picked up on stage while other people were going two and three times, I was belligerent to the DJ. To which point he immediately called me up on stage with my selection that I had somehow barely been able to write, which was Underdog.
Killed it?
And as the... Well, kills is a good term. So as the music comes up and I, this drunk, belligerent idiot, has forgotten that, oh dear God, there's a chorus? Oh, he's like, Underdog! Underdog! And I just walked off stage because I was so embarrassed. And I loved Underdog. By the way, we're talking sports. I do want to talk sports today, but my wife saves me. We did have Yogi Bear. We were talking about cartoons. We did have a Yogi Bear. Yeah, I can tell you, if I know Venezuelans like I think I do, they had Yogi Bear. They had him for lunch. Lunch!
Delicious.
And his little pal Boo Boo too.
They put him in a pick in their back. Good.
What? I know all those letters, but that word didn't make any sense whatsoever. That was ridiculous, man. What? Oh, pick. Is that what that was? That sounded like your tongue decided to do a recreation of the Dick Van Dyke Show. Okay. Picnic basket.
Picnic basket.
Oh, okay. That's what you were saying. I'm sorry. It's probably me. Probably me.
No, I think my tongue got in the way in that one.
Wow.
It does sometimes.
See, again, you have sidetracked me again because I was going to do something useful here. I was going to do something.
So we have these?
What? Fire engine! That would be my kid. Daddy! Oh, we do. We do.
Let's kick it.
I don't know. Sometimes it's not really good to kick things when they're down so far.
Kick them till they get up.
Well, yeah. It's the law of diminishing returns. The Avs have been kicked again. Hey, they scored. I mean, they scored. And Jerome Iginla scored.
They got that going for
them. Come on, man. You know, Jerome Iginla. Hey, listen. People in Calgary worship the guy. I mean, worship the guy. And rightfully so. But he's never won a title, and he's not going to win one here, and so they're trying to trade him, but they can't. And so he just keeps doing what he's doing. He's like this 40-year-old guy playing with, I mean, garbage. I mean, it's...
Garbage?
Well, if you want to say it, you know, in French, but I mean, it's the same. It's just, for me, it's hard to watch, man. So I was downstairs watching some TV before the show, and an Avalanche commercial came on. And for a second there, all I could think about is they show that initial rush where they all kind of run out from the locker room onto the ice.
Yeah.
And I mean, my vision of it is just, I just see the goalie just catching a skate right at the door and falling, and then just seeing like six or eight guys. You know how you see those football ones where they try and break through the paper that's incredibly tough?
Yeah.
Same way. So all of a sudden you just see like eight Avalanche guys out there. You know, two have hamstrings and another one's got an ACL. So you're playing shorthanded again.
Describing the team right now.
Well, I mean, that's how I feel. That's how I feel it is. I mean, there's never been, I mean, okay, so that's not true. There has only been one team in Denver history that has ever been so historically bad that it's among the top, you know, three or four worst seasons ever. And that was like a mid-90s Nuggets team that went 15 and something. like 15, and then the rest were lost. That was Michael Adams. It was just him. He's 5'9", could shoot it, and nobody else.
This one...
And this one, this one's worse. I mean, this one, because at least that one's competitive. They're not even competitive.
They're not even trying, it seems like.
No, see.
Are they trying?
That, no. Okay, that, try, okay, trying is not, it, trying is one of those things that has a pejorative connotation to it. They are always trying.
Uh-huh.
Okay, when I go out and I play in my rec league soccer team, for which I am the goalie of a team that is awful. Okay, and I will tell you that I am a non-athletic person, but I happen to play goalie semi well, and I'm telling you that I am much better than this team. And we get crushed, and we get crushed. Well, I don't practice. I mean, I love them. Don't get me wrong. They know. I love them. I love them. I love you guys. You know. Come on. I love you. You know. They know. But the thing is that we're terrible. Awful. I have a game that I played for them where people, they will still talk about me in terms that are worthy of song, honestly. They can sing songs about how many saves I made and we lost 8-0. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, that's what I'm saying is our team is awful. But that doesn't mean you don't go out there and try.
Yeah.
You always go out there and try. You can't control the people you got on your roster. The only thing that you can control, if you're a coach, you got what you got. You got what you on the roster. When I was at the Denver School of Science and Technology, when I was a coach a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, they would always have kids who could not play because they had academic issues, not failing or anything, but when you didn't do your homework, you had to stay after class and do your homework. I mean, makes sense, but you know, so you didn't know who you had on a daily basis. You have what you have. And so when you talk about tanking, tanking comes down to this. I'm going to give you the players that you can coach to the best of your ability, and they can play to the best of their ability, but they're not going to be the quality of player that you're going to need in order to be able to coach into something that is representative. Now, there have been a ton of injuries, and you cannot downplay that. And you can also not downplay what Patrick Roy did to this team when he quit. And I guess we should have all seen that coming, because the whole reason that Patrick Roy was an Avalanche in the first place was because his coach in Montreal, where he was a god, his coach in Montreal decided to leave him in two goals too long, and Patrick Roy's ego is such that he cannot be shown up or shown to be weak at all, went over, had a hissy fit, got traded, and came here. And that's how you got Patrick Roy here. And, you know, I guess we should have seen that coming, because that's exactly what happened. He didn't get his way, hissy fit, gone, and the Avs are in a struggle. I don't even know the head coach's name, because it's not worth, I mean, he's not going to be here again. I honestly hope that he becomes a Hall of Fame coach. I hope he becomes a Hall of Fame coach. But and if it happens here, it's even crazier, but I just don't see that happening. But I don't know who it is. And the
Bednar. Jared Bednar.
Yeah. That sounded like wow, 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 wow. Look, man, I mean, this has been a team, and this is, okay, so inside info. This has been a team, since they got here, who has had arrogance about them that they knew how to build a team, and they did. They built a championship team for a while, but then the rules changed on them. And people were tired and got old, and they found out that this is harder, but they still have that bit of arrogance to them. The Avs do. And it's going to be a long time before, because they haven't really had such a bad stretch. It's going to be a long time before they figure out. There's only one way to change a franchise. There's only one way to change a franchise. Well, first of all, there's only one way. I feel like this is like Business for Dummies.
Okay.
So, like, I was watching. So, again, here, squirrel. Darth Vader. There, I saw a meme online that said Darth Vader, and it was holding a book that said, "Core radiation exhaust protection for dummies.
Okay.
Okay. So, so, okay. So this is hockey for dummies. Okay. You, if you want to build a championship level team, okay, you need to have a culture from the time anyone walks in the building through to the secretaries, through to the president, through to the players, through to whoever it is. You need to have a culture that is, and it doesn't have to be the same. You know, the 49ers under Bill Walsh were certainly different than the Pittsburgh Steelers under Chuck Knoll, but they were both very successful. But you must all be consumed with making sure that everyone is on the same page at the same time, and that is how you do it. But in order to do that, sometimes you must be humble in order to break yourself down, which is where the Avs need to be. They need to be humble and break themselves down and realize that their culture right now is the problem and that they need to rebuild that from the bottom up. Find that culture first, build it up from the bottom, and then maybe we'll see. Nathan MacKinnon is being wasted.
His talent, yes, it is.
I mean,
and it's tough to watch that.
I mean, I feel bad for Ginla on a daily basis. Maybe that's why I don't like to watch hockey. And, you know, part of this is it makes me sad because this is kind of the culture in the NBA, too. But we'll talk about that in a minute.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this. Only on Mile High Sports. I declare I'm doing the mess around.